This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. wastes 30 to 40% of our food, while 1 in 7 suffer from food insecurity. A nonprofit supermarket in Dorchester, Mass., an area of Boston called Daily Table, sells discounted fruits and vegetables that are about to be discarded because they're too close to peak freshness. Peyton Manning, almost 40 and an NFL top quarterback for 18 years, 5-time MVP and 2-time Super Bowl champion, the only one to take two teams to victory, has retired. Former law student is going to trial with her law school, California's Thomas Jefferson, over misleading advertising of employment prospects. Jefferson stated that 92.1% of his graduates were working at full-time jobs. A former school employee says she was pressured into inflating graduate employment data. Sanders now has added Maine to his total, and Rubio won in Puerto Rico. Administration has rolled out a community services website. The new website, opportunity.census.gov, brings together information from the Census Bureau, the Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Housing and Human Development, and the Department of Health and Human Services and other agencies whose data can be combined to provide insights into why some communities provide children with better opportunities than others. Administration will begin rating health insurance networks based on how many doctors and hospitals they include in their networks, responding to consumer complaints. A Cargill slaughterhouse at Fort Morgan, Colorado, fired 150 in a dispute with Muslim Somalian immigrants over prayer times during breaks and work shifts. U.S. will need 130,000 more nurses by the year 2025. Naturalization applications increased by 11% in the 2015 fiscal year over the year before and jumped 14% during the 6 months ending in January, according to federal figures. Pace is picking up by the week, advocates say, and they estimate applications could approach 1 million in 2016, about 200,000 more than the average in recent years. Many Mexicans are doing so in order to vote against Trump because of his harsh anti-immigrant stance, they say. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.